getting you on your way. Boom, the ride of your life in style.
Okay, time to get started.
With Joshua Simon on Kiss 92.
You're on your way with Joshua Simon on Kiss 92. Very soon, a chance for you to win a $100 bouquet of flowers just in time for Mother's Day. If you're thinking, when is Mother's Day? Please let me know. May 12th. Okay. Also, our 7th edition of Guess the Song. Yesterday, someone won $900 cash.
Yeah.
$900 cash. So now we're back to 100, but then this morning they didn't get it right either. So we're at $200. Just make sure you register at the I Can Fly with Propnex website, okay? On the playlist coming up, we are actually going to head to the Tortured Poets department. Yesterday I asked you, from the 31 tracks from the anthology, what song is a must add to the Kiss 92 playlist song for you? Just one song. For me, it's this one. My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. Track 3. The moment I heard it, I texted the group chats. I was like, this song is going to be massive. But you know, I want to hear from our producer Jillian Summers very soon as well. You are, after all, a singer-songwriter, and you saw Taylor Swift live.
Yes.
Okay, what is your honest review of the Tortured Poets department? We'll hear from her in just a bit.
You're on your way. I'm on my way with Joshua Simon.
We're almost a week since Taylor Swift surprised the world with an expanded version of the Tortured Poets department. What began as 16 songs ended up being 31 songs in a matter of hours. But this is nothing new for Taylor Swift. She tends to do that. Deluxe versions of the record, but even her Taylor's version of, say, 1989 or Red, she goes to the vault and she pulls out songs that were supposed to come out with the album but didn't make the cut. So you're essentially reviewing the whole era. I'm curious, now that you've heard my thoughts, Jillian, our producer here, she's also a musician, a singer-songwriter, so what are your honest thoughts on the Tortured Poets department, Jillian? Don't hold back.
Right off the bat, Fortnite giving me Lana Del Rey vibes.
Wait, do you like that it gives you Lana Del Rey vibes, or do you feel like...
Okay, so this is what I did when my listening process to the whole album, right? I chose not to look at any of the leaked lyrics or any of the titles that I was listening to. I would just listen to the whole entire album, the 16 songs one, and then the songs that I resonate with, I'll go and check back, and all the songs that I was pleasantly surprised by. And so I did actually like that there was Lana Del Rey vibes in Fortnite, and later on, I was very surprised to hear a very familiar voice to Florence and the Machine.
Oh right, yeah, there was one with Florence Welch, and it was quite wild how people were like asking like, who is Florence Welch? And then there were a couple of blogs that actually released posts to do like a mini wiki on who Florence Welch is, which is wild, right? Because she's like one of the most incredible and distinctive voices in pop folk alternative music since the mid 2000s as well. So my thoughts on the album is that it's almost like this is the Eras Tour album, where you get a bit of 1989, you hear a bit of Red, you hear a bit of Reputation, you hear a lot of Midnight.
Yes.
It's like the first thing I said about this album is that this is the album that I wanted Midnights to be, which on one hand is like, hey, that's great. But on the other hand, it's like it doesn't really stick out enough from what we had just heard.
Yes,
you know?
I was drawing a lot of parallels to the tracks in that album.
What is your favorite song from the Tortured Poets department? And how high does it rank in your tier list of Taylor Swift albums? Keep the conversation going. WhatsApp me, 8855-0920.
Keeping you company on your way home. Joshua Simon, Kiss 92.
I want to give a shout out to Ian, who just texted in saying he's blasting Kiss 92 at his shop. What kind of shop do you own or work at, Ian? Is it like a nail salon? Are you like Yumiko Kayahara? Do you run a barber shop? Do you sell one of those mochi things? I see nowadays everyone queuing up for mochi. I don't know why. Mochi has been around for like decades, no? Suddenly everyone's into mochi. Right? Every shopping mall, I see people queuing up for mochi.
On your way, Joshua Simon on Kiss 92.
Jillian, we got confirmation. It's in.
Yep.
It's in.
Wait, what's in?
I'll pee.
Oh.
Nice!
He's been asking me to check since yesterday.
Okay, I check that later.
Okay, okay. So I am curious because for me, right, that first transaction when you get your paycheck every month is special for me. Okay, I cannot buy like clothes. I cannot be spending frivolously. I cannot be like booking a car that I know I should have just been taking an MRT, that kind, you know? I always make sure my first transaction when I get my pay is either like a good meal for myself or I'm treating someone, I'm taking my parents out for dinner. So like, I will always like check my account first. Okay, not in yet, then I anyhow spend. Then the moment it's in already, then I cannot anyhow spend. Is it just me?
I mean, I'm sure some people are like that, but yeah, between the three of us, I think it is just you.
Okay, Daphne, when you get your paycheck every month, that first transaction, what do you usually spend it on?
I think you also need to know that it wasn't until very recently that I got paid every month. So I don't really check when payment. Sometimes, you know, some clients, especially with shows or like if I sing a jingle or, you know, with writing and stuff, the money comes in like so late.
Right.
So I'm constantly in like poor artist mentality. Like I just shouldn't. Sometimes I've come to a place where like I spent so many years not spending anything on myself, but I would splurge on my friends. And then, you know, I've been working for like 20 over years and now I'm just like, okay, but if I really want something, I should just buy it. But I do have things in my cart like for a long time.
Like your online shopping cart.
Yes, yeah. Things that I want to buy, but I'm just like, I can't afford to spend on myself. Maybe like when a big sum of money comes in, then I will spend. But then I just had surgery recently and that was a big amount of money as well. So now I'm just like, oh, got tightened my belt for a little bit. Yeah.
That's okay. I respect that. Yeah. Okay, so that's a freelancer's perspective.
Yeah.
Jillian, this is actually your first job.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you get your pay every month, okay, do you buy that one? Because I hear some people do that. Like when their pay comes in, they will buy that big thing that they want first for that month. So whether like, oh, I want to buy that, you know.
I mean, for clarification's sake, my pay is not that big.
No lah, but I mean,
by comparison,
you know, yeah. So that chunk of it, that you know, like towards the end of the month, you're like, ah, I cannot wait for my pay. And then once the pay comes in, then you buy that thing, even if it's like a pot, you know.
Right, right. Honestly, right, I tithe with my first. Because usually I don't know when my pay is coming in because I used to be a freelancer as well. But with this, right, I can actually see that whole lump sum come in and I was like, the first thing I do is tithe or donate it to charity, you know?
Wow.
What good example, I decided. Very good example. It's a very good example. I'm curious. I'd love to hear from you. When you get your paycheck, are you very particular about that first transaction each month that you spend on? What is it on? WhatsApp me 8855-0920. In return, I have for you a gorgeous bouquet of flowers from Far East Flora just in time for Mother's Day. I don't know if it's just me, I can't be alone in this, right? We've got Seanrick here in the studio. And we also have Shark, Game Shark.
That's right.
In the studio. Okay, so Shark is here, you know, because he's also a stand-up comic. And then we were interviewing his boss earlier on.
Also a stand-up guy.
So he got the link up there. Let's start with Seanrick Hu. Okay, so when your paycheck comes in, you've got a lot of responsibilities.
Oh, yeah.
You have a lot of cravings also. This I know. Okay, so the first transaction that you always make, has it been consistently this one thing?
I honestly didn't really keep track, but I
got money spent on it.
No. As in, like, I make it a habit. I don't keep track of it because it's already become such a routine.
Mm-mm.
Almost is the moment I get some kind of income, I've already broken it down into the percentage. Put 70%, 50%, the 50-30-20 rule of saving your money.
Wow.
Like, you know, the whole journey of trying to reach FIRE status. What is FIRE? Financially independent readiness or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So you have this breakdown, like whatever income you get, you put a certain amount aside.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have another certain amount aside that is used for spending.
All right, Huda says, actually, every month, I know, please don't make fun of me. The first thing I do when I get my paycheck is whatever that's in my Shein cart, I click checkout.
Whoa. Then it becomes a game, right? You move on from Shein to, I don't know, luxury, Louis Vuitton.
I know some people do that where they don't like regularly shop. They like shop once a month or like once every couple of months.
Yeah.
And then they just like want to They're like that. Okay, yeah. So Beard Man Shark. Okay, Shark, you're a comedian. You also organize video game tournaments.
Yep.
I imagine the moment your paycheck comes in, you go buy a new game.
No.
But DLC.
The most DLC would be nice.
Downloadable content.
But the moment my paycheck comes in, I usually spend on my cravings, my food cravings. So like the entire month I'll have like a food craving and then I'll just wait. Yeah, sure.
You can't see it, but we're shaking hands right now.
So like, let's say,
what are some of the food cravings that you've
just
had?
Just recently, I think this month, I think because of Ramadan and everything, it ended. Once Ramadan ended, the biggest food craving I had was steak.
And
I went to where did I go? I forgot where I went to because the steak was so damn good that I forgot the place. I just went there, then I just blanked out there. It was so good.
It's called blank out steak.
I think, yeah, we should create a new steak called blank out steak. That is so good. It was too good.
Yours is craving for me, but also genuinely speaking, whenever I got my first paycheck, first thing I do would cry a bit.
Actually, correct. I had to give thanks.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to every single person who texted it saying that I actually give the first transaction I made is money to my mom.
Same. You give money to your mom?
Now, when you bring up the topic, yes.
Danny Lim, the man behind Repair Kopitiam. All right. So this is a chance for us to gather and fix the stuff that we thought were broken and useless. But no, we can all come together, give some new life to it. You can actually sign up for a slot to repair alongside Danny on Sunday. This coming Sunday at repairkopitiam.sg. All right. So Danny, I wanted to ask you. So our topic is on the first thing that you spend on when you get your paycheck. So every month when you get your paycheck, what is the first thing you spend on? But we don't count rent and all those necessities. Okay?
Oh, no.
You cannot be like, oh, Siri pay phone bill. Like, what is the first thing that you spend on? Because for me, that first transaction is very important for me when I get my paycheck.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. I cannot just anyhow go to any place and just buy anything on. I always, every month, that first transaction to me is very special. So I'm just curious, for you, is it that way? Or do you like, oh, yeah, it doesn't matter lah?
Actually, I'm kind of a bargain buyer, you know. So
I have a feeling. I mean, repair Kopitiam.
I know. I heard you bought a turntable recently.
You,
I know.
How so do you know all these
know
things?
I'm stalking you. Anyway, for me, actually, I do have needs to buy certain things, right?
Yeah.
Usually, it's in either it appeals to how you make my repair easier. Or something that will catch my eye, for example.
I like that. So right. It's kind of linked to what you're passionate about.
Yeah, which is a lot because I kind of I don't want to not experience things. So I will try things. So the latest thing that I bought is actually a silk screen machine. So I want to learn. I've got to figure out how they do it, right? So and because it's, you know, the ink can be quite not environmentally friendly,
so
I bought the eco-friendly one.
Wow.
Right, and then you have to dry it with a hair dryer or something like that, or some kind of dryer. So yeah, so that's what we'll do, and we hope that people will just use those things, right, and just fix or a paint marker to patch up all the dots that are missing, you know, after washing your clothes too much, you know.
I anticipated an unorthodox answer from you, and I surely did get one.
It's not so unorthodox for all the coaches. you hear more.
Hey Josh, the first thing I will always do when I get my salary is to pay the bills. I know it's boring, but after I pay the bills and give allowance to my parents, I'll then know how much I have for myself to then plan for my own expenses or purchases that I want. Thank you.
Hey Joshua, this is Audrey here. Hope you're doing great. So my tradition was to treat myself to a drink or a meal at a new bar or a cafe or a restaurant on each pay date. This has been a reward to myself for months of hard work. I've never missed this for years, but due to an unforeseen circumstances, I've been out of a job for half a year now, and I've been missing this tradition very much. I've been looking forward to be back on this tradition as soon as possible.
Hey Audrey, thank you so much for sharing very vulnerably. To everyone here listening right now, and there's not an ounce of shame when you share that. I hope that you will keep your chin up and don't let this period get to you. I assure you it will pass. This is simply a challenge and you will overcome this, okay? Annabelle says, the first thing I always do is I buy a good meal, a good dinner for my family, so my mother-in-law does not need to cook that night, because she usually does every single day. But when it's payday, it's a time for all of us to just celebrate the fruits of our labor. So that's when I tell my mother-in-law, rest, I will get dinner. Eric says, the first thing I always do is see how much I have, and then I'll calculate against my bills to see if this month can be happy or sad month. If I have the slightest funds, I think you're trying to say, I'll take my family for a good meal as a reward, because we can only do that once a month and only when it's a lucky month. I understand. Thank you so much for sharing. Give wife allowances, Lucas. We also have a message here from Alan. Alan says, credit cards first, followed by loans, followed by insurance, followed by utilities. The reason is I can owe the rest, but my family cannot. So I always want to focus on all those things first, clear all of that. FIRE, a reminder from Stephen here. He says, financial independence, retired early. We've got a message. This is a follow-up that we got from Audrey, who very lovingly shared what she's been going through. She says, thank you so much, everyone, for just giving me a chance to share what I've been going through. Actually, just listening to the music and hearing what everyone spends their first paycheck, that first transaction on, lifts me up as well. I like that all of us can just come together and just be open with one another, you know, and learn from one another as well. It makes us not feel so alone, yeah?
Getting you on your way. In style.
Okay, time to get started.
With Joshua Simon on Kiss 92.
We're on our 7th edition of Guess the Song, brought to you by Propnex. And if you think you've kind of figured it out during the evening show, Josh will usually ask to call in at about 6 o'clock. We're going to search things up right now. Call me now. 669-10920. The prize pool now is at $200 cash for our 7th Guess the Song track. Listen carefully. This is a 1-second clip of a song that we play here on Kiss 92, a song that you know and love, but only for 1 second. I'll play it twice. One more time. If you know the answer, call me now. 669-10920. Just make sure that you've also registered at the I Can Fly with Propnex website. Because even if you don't win the cash, you can also win some flights to Osaka, Tokyo, Seoul, Melbourne, Paris. That's how we do it with Propnex. All right, we got Sean on the line right now. Sean, where are you on your way towards?
To picking up my son.
Okay, cool. Are you up for giving it your best shot to win $200 cash for our 7th edition of Guess the Song?
Yes.
Okay, listen very carefully to our 1 second clip, okay? One more time. Okay, it is Not Blank Space from Taylor Swift. That was the guest this morning with The Big Show. Sean, give it your best shot. What song is this?
Eyes Closed, Imagine Dragons.
Eyes Closed by Imagine Dragons. This is the new one you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that is not the right answer. But Sean, you've let the prize pool to now snowball by an extra $100 to $300 cash. Have you already registered the I Can Fly with Propnex website?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So even if you don't win the cash, you can still look forward to winning some flights to Osaka, Tokyo, Seoul, and Melbourne. All right, what's your favorite radio station?
Kiss 92.
Almost there. You're on your way on Kiss 92.
With us on the show right now for the very first time, comedian Rajiv Balamurugan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, so apart from doing comedy, I hear that you played a role in organizing college comedy show.
Yes, I'm running my own show. Yeah.
How did you go from looking for gigs to, look, I'm gonna open up places and spots so others can also have these spots to perform and do their thing as well?
Okay, that's a good question. So started comedy about 2 years ago, right? And then I managed to do well enough to get the trust of some showrunners, right? Some could be a club owner or could be people who run shows in rooms. And it just so happens that one of the showrunners, Prem, who runs this show called East Coast Comedy.
Okay.
And they have a show every Monday at Blue Jazz. And he wanted to increase ticket sales. And I found out that the ticket price is actually very student-friendly compared to many other shows.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what, just give me one of those Mondays. And I can have shows, I can have a bunch of comedians from universities or schools. They can bring their friends because it's affordable. And then everyone's going to have a good time. Maybe the kids can get some exposure to the scene as well. So,
but I mean, they always say stand-up comedy is like the hottest, scariest thing to ever do. I mean, public speaking is one thing. Trying to get everyone to laugh is another thing.
Right.
And then there's also the nervous energy these days of like the jokes that you tell and people being overly sensey about everything, right?
Right.
So I imagine more than just like opening up the spot for young comedians to step up and give this a go, there's also a level of mentorship, I imagine, that you also offer some of the young comedians.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. So I did give them like a PDF of like this thing called like a comedy progression.
Well,
so
like a manifesto almost.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But I mean, it's just one page. So basically like from starting the scene to like leveling up. So like when you start, you're given maybe like 3 minutes or 5 minutes on stage. And then a promotion will be getting like 7 minutes instead or 10 minutes instead. And then another kind of promotion is going from a weekday show to a weekend show because there's going to have more audiences there. And so your material has to get better and better to gain you access to these shows. So that's kind of... So what I mean by mentoring is I just give them that PDF which shows like, okay, so these are the so-called stages. You can go through these stages by, you know, writing good jokes, trying it, see what works, what doesn't, and then refining your material. It's a iterative process.
Tickets are just $12. You can go get them right now for College Comedy Show. This is happening on the 29th of April. That's next Monday, 5 days from now at Blue Jazz Cafe. This is near Arab Street area.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Iconic Blue Jazz Cafe, 7:30 p.m. Once again, tickets are just $12. East Coast Comedy presents College Comedy Show.
Exactly.
I'm curious, how do you decide what is funny and what is not your funny?
Oh, okay, that's a good question. I think who really decides something is funny or not is the audience. And that's why there's different kinds of audiences. It depends on the room you're doing. So there's young and there's old, then there's locals, and then there's an expat heavy audience, or they could just be a mixed audience.
Mm.
So in fact, one litmus test of how good your joke is basically how broad it reaches.
Yes.
So with a joke, you can make an old Caucasian lady laugh as well as a young Singaporean man laugh, right? With that same joke, that means like that joke really has legs. You can probably like improve it a little bit, and then you can take it to all kinds of places. If you're opening for someone, let's say you're opening for Jerry Seinfeld, and then you need material that is that good. So you need to appeal to everybody. For me personally, I think what would really appeal to me, what I would find funny, is something that really hits close to home. You talk about your family, if you talk about like your struggles growing up, and then you turn it into humor, then that would really appeal to me. I'm sure everybody knows one of the most famous comedians in Singapore is Kumar, right?
Yeah.
He's been doing it for so long, and the things he talks about resonates with Singaporeans of all generations. So it's really up to the audience to choose. And then the longer you do comedy, right, you start getting what's known as your audience, which is people who like your material and then they just gravitate towards you. So when they see your name on a poster, they'll feel like buying tickets.
I'm curious your thoughts on social media, because I think these days with these 10-second, 20-second clips, right, these highlight reels of jokes, they can blow a comedian up on Instagram, and then they get a ton of followers, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then there are also those same kind of clips that can destroy a comedian's career, where they don't see the full context of the entire show. You just get like a 10-second clip. Do you encourage the comics that come and perform for your event to also like film everything down, or do you kind of like keep it exclusive to what you see on stage?
Recording yourself is always encouraged. You don't need to post it, but you should record to see how audience reacted to which of your jokes, and then you can see if you can improve it or not. So clipping and posting, that is a widely debated topic in the scene right now.
Yeah.
There's some people say you are not ready to put your material out, but some people think if you do a joke and it kills, right, then you put it on social media, it's going to go viral, then that's good. There's also something called crowdwork clips, something which has made a lot of people very successful. Andrew Schultz is pretty much the most obvious example.
Yeah.
He has blown up thanks to crowdwork clips. However, following his blueprint is a bit try and test. I do it as well. I put up some crowd work clips as well. So this is like the clips are max like 1 minute, 2 minute.
Yeah.
And then the idea is to just let people know that you are funny. So if they see a clip of you and they're like, oh, this guy is funny, so that I can buy tickets to the show. But that is crowd work. It's not material. You, when you come to a show, you're paying for the material, the written material. So clipping and posting is something that is much debated, to each his own. And I've seen people become very, very successful through it. So more power to you if that's what you want.
I know a lot of people will do a meme or a reel on Instagram and then it goes viral and then they're like, oh, I'm funny. People say I'm funny. I must be a stand-up comic.
Wow, okay. I think stand-up is something that everybody can try. But there's a different kinds of funny. Like there's meme funny, yes, there's funny with your friends, and then there's stand-up funny. I think stand-up is a lot more, you're really talking to strangers.
Yeah.
These people don't know you. Like if you make your friends laugh, it's because they know you. You know, they know your persona in a sense for years and years. So they'll be like, oh yeah, Joshua would do this. And then when you say something, they'll be like, yeah, that's funny. But then if people have never met you before, have never heard of you, so you need to say something. You need to create a character that is you,
yeah,
on the spot. So that's a lot different than like I think memes or like I think you've seen YouTube comments or Reddit comments which have just made you laugh, right? I think that is more like stand up because this is an anonymous person, right? That means there's nothing attached to that joke. It's just it's literally written, right? So that's the genius in it.
Who are your favorite comedians that you've always looked up to?
It has changed over the years. When I started, I used to be a huge Kevin Hart fan. I still love Kevin Hart a lot.
Yeah.
But then as I've done more and more comedy, I've been paying attention to some comedians who've been doing it longer, a bit older than that. I love Louis C.K. I love Chris Rock. I really like Anthony Jeselnik as well. Anthony Jeselnik's very, you know, he does dark one-liners. And that's just, a lot of his jokes are just pure brilliance. So a lot of comedians, once in a while, you may not like every single joke of a comedian, but then like you, like I like this joke from this guy. I like this joke from that guy. It's kind of like music.
Yes, you know? Absolutely is. You know, and you can try to sometimes introduce one comic to some friends thinking that they might get it, and sometimes you just don't, which is why, you know, like one of the first questions I asked you earlier was like sort of the difference between funny and not your funny. You know, like I love Yelmanika Saunders. My first favorite comedian was Joan Rivers, the late Joan Rivers. Like, love Joan Rivers. So to me, like, insult comic,
no, like, Joan Rivers is amazing,
right? And so it's her, Ali Wong, Atsuko Okatsuka. I really like...
Atsuko was in Singapore, isn't it?
Yes. She was supposed to be on the show, but we just missed her. Mm. Jimmy Carr is another...
Brilliant. He just dropped a special. Love him, yeah.
There you go. Okay, so if you could say something to the person listening right now who has been in the back of their mind thinking, I think I could do that. Like they watch all these Netflix stand-up comic shows and they're like, you know, I think I can do it, but I'm a bit nervous, I'm a bit scared to even pursue this thought. What would you say to them?
I would say that the worst thing in your life is the moment when you're sitting at home wondering what if. I think nothing is worse than that. And also, I don't want to get too serious, but like, you know, life is not forever, right? So close to your time, I would advise as many people as possible to avoid these dangerous words, which is what if.
College comedy show tickets are on sale right now. They're just $12. You can catch Rajiv Balamurugan as well as some young up-and-coming comics. Support them, show them some love. This is happening next Monday, 7:30 p.m. It's also a chance for you to connect with the comedy scene here in Singapore. Get to know them up close and personal. Okay, 29th April, once again, tickets just $12 at Blues Jazz Cafe.
Getting you on your way. In style.
Okay, time to get started.
With Joshua Simon on Kiss 92.
You're on your way with Joshua Simon on Kiss 92. So tonight, everyone in the media industry is heading over to Marina Bay Sands because it's the premiere of Hamilton, the award-winning musical that for many years it was almost near impossible to get tickets for. And now they're here in Singapore. No one is more excited to go see it than Natco as well as Shonya, our owls. They're massive theatre nerds and this is a dream come true for them. So let's prank them.
Hello.
Hey, Shonya.
Hello.
Shonya, can you hear me?
Yep, speaking.
Yeah, it's Josh.
Hi, Josh.
No, I'm calling you from the radio station phone. You free to talk?
Yeah, what's up?
Quick one. Okay, so you got tickets for the Hamilton premiere, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I know you're like a huge fan.
Massive.
Okay. But work is important, right?
Yeah, of course.
So the thing is, I'm not feeling well. And I'm going to have to leave the show. I already got approval from Steven. He needs you to come in and finish up the rest of the show.
For tonight?
Yeah. You can't go for the premiere.
You know what? Work is important, Josh. And I love you. I would do it. Plus, I actually bought tickets for another day. So, I will live.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Am I live?
I had a feeling you knew.
I mean, when it comes to Josh, you know, I mean, you never know because you are a prankster, but you know, I would do it. You know, I love you. So 100% I would jump in.
Okay, la. Very good. Go have a good time at Hamilton and give me like a full review when you come back on air, okay?
Can I tell you what I'm doing right now?
What?
I'm out getting groceries for my mom. I'm in the public bathroom.
This is why we love you.
Love you, Josh. Bye-bye. Oh.
Hey, Nat.
Yes?
Nat, it's Josh. Shonrick's here as well. He's in the studio. Okay, hey, we have an issue here.
Yeah?
You're going for Hamilton later, right?
Yes, I am.
Did you already ask someone to go with you?
Yeah, I did. Why? Shonrick, you want to come?
No. Okay, so
am I the first person?
No jokes. Okay, serious. Okay, so tomorrow, right, Shonrick and I have been asked to do the big show tomorrow.
Really?
No, for real. It's a quite last minute thing, lah. So that's why we're kind of scurrying around trying to find people to cover and all that. So then we thought about you. I know you got Hamilton today, so I also feel bad, ma.
But why? I cannot do the show.
No. As in, you need to cover tonight's show, like Shonrick's show. He's on from 8 p.m. tonight. So we don't think you can go for Hamilton. And we already checked with boss. He says you have to come in.
Ha, 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 ha. No, that's a lie.
It's true.
No way! Shonrick, can you just... I don't know, just bullshit lah.
Look, okay, Hamilton is on Disney Plus.
Yeah?
Okay, you can watch it in the studio.
Josh and I will sing for you.
No, I don't want. I want to watch it live. Is this a prank?
No, instead of watching Hamilton, you get to see us live next time. Do we do it in front for you live? It's called Honey Baked Hamilton.
But I don't want to see you guys live doing Hamilton.
You come back to the studio now.
Nat, you have a good time at the show, okay?
No, this is a lie. I don't believe this.
No, you have a good time at Hamilton tonight. Go have a good time.
Huh?
I'll see you at the studio at 7:30, okay? You come down, huh?
You see me at the studio? No, what is this? I've been walking in the same circle like 6 times outside the library. What's going on? This is a prank, right?
Yes, it's a prank. Have a good time.
No.
We love you.
We love you. Bye.
Oh my god, you're too free. Bye bye.
We're too free.
Getting you on your way. In style.
Okay, time to get started.
With Joshua Simon on Kiss 92.
You're on your way with Joshua Simon on Kiss 92. I hope you're enjoying the music, the conversation so far. Once again, I'm thrilled to share that at 6 a.m. tomorrow, I'll be hopping on a Zoom call and interviewing what analysts call the last billionaire of television. Back in the 90s, it was Frasier, Friends, and Seinfeld. I'm interviewing Jerry Seinfeld, the legend, Jerry Seinfeld, who's coming to Singapore for the very first time, bringing his new stand-up show here. So I'll be speaking with him. I got 15 minutes of Jerry Seinfeld. If you have a question for him, if you're a longtime fan, WhatsApp me 8855-0920. Or for little updates, I'm on Instagram at Joshua Simon XL.
Always with you, on your way on Kiss 92.
What's hot?
Time to pop off.
Icon, legend, Canadian pop star Celine Dion has given an update on her rare neurological disorder. In an interview with Vogue France, you may have seen this on social media, making its rounds right now, an outpour of love from fans, concerned fans, who are also able to exhale now that we know more about what Celine Dion is facing. The 56-year-old had disclosed in December 2022 that she had stiff person syndrome, which causes stiff muscles in the torso, arms and legs. In her first interview since then, Dion told Vogue that she was well, but needs physical and vocal therapy 5 days a week. Last May, Dion cancelled all her shows for 2023 and this year as well. But she did make a surprise appearance at the Grammys in February when she presented the Album of the Year award to Taylor Swift.
Don't worry, you're on your way with Joshua Simon. Kiss 92. The latest news in gaming and tech. Tech Talk.
After a series of rumors, we now have confirmation that Apple will hold an event on May 7th. That's super soon. This is, of course, amid reports that it will roll out the long-anticipated revamped versions of iPad Pro and iPad Air next month. Apple did not disclose details about the event that will start at 10 p.m. Singapore time, but Bloomberg reported in March that Apple's overseas suppliers have been ramping up production of the new iPads. The new models would represent Apple's first overhaul to that lineup since 2018. Heck yeah, I'm still using the previous iPad, still working fine, so I am curious what they do to improve it. To me, the iPads have been pretty stellar so far. So is it gonna just be like tiny little facelifts, or are you gonna implement something completely revolutionary that will make me want to pass my current iPad to my mom and get a new one? See, I'm not alone in this, right? There's a reason why iPad sales have been declining, because there hasn't really been a need to upgrade it. It's a solid product, and you keep it with you for a long time. iPad sales dropped 25% to around $7 billion in the first quarter. iPhone sales have also been slowing as well. But are you excited for the new line of iPads?
You're not just on the way.
You're on your way.
With Joshua Simon on Kiss 92.
You've been on your way with Joshua Simon. I hope I earned the privilege of your time. I hand things over to my brother, Sean Rick, right now, who will have on a good friend of mine in real life as well. You know him, Game Shark, right? Shark, Batman Shark. He organizes a video game tournament, so they're going to talk tech and gaming next with Sean Rick. Also a chance for you to win some real life gaming experiences as well, like go-karting, okay? Once again, I'll be waking up really early tomorrow at 6 a.m. I'm interviewing the legend, TV comedy icon, Jerry Seinfeld. So if you've got some questions, a longtime fan you are, hit me up on Instagram at Joshua Simon XL. I'll deliver you a solid interview with Jerry Seinfeld. It's his first time here in Singapore.
You're on your way.
I'm on my way
with Joshua Simon.